Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So today we discuss the fundamental gedder of Birchas Aronis and quite a few questions halacha lemaisa that gedderim deal with. And we also mentioned the controversy, is it only Nisan or any other time? So in my Sefer Michasot Shasichas, in the very first Sicha in Chela Gimel, I shared an idea which I think has some appeal. What would be the argument that Nisan is only Nisan? The essence of the brocha is Ilonas Amalavlavin. Why would it make a difference when? Benisan Nigalu Ubenisan Asidin Lehigron. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Geula. It is the month in which we all open our eyes and our hearts and look up to the heavens. Rabbeinu Shalom, enough is enough. Please, please send us Moshiach Tzidkenu. That's a promise made by Chazal, Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asidin Lehigron. So the major sugya of Geula is in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Zayin, Tzadik Ches. And we learn a mamel. Omer Ababa, Ein Lachu Keitz Megillah Zu. There's no more obvious time for Keitz HaYomim than a posik in Novi Yecheska Lamedvav. Va'atem Hori Yisrael, Anfechem Titeinu, Ufrichem Tis'ou, Le'ami Yisrael. And Chazal interpret this posik as the Novi Yecheskel promising the Geula. And he turns to the mountains of Israel. Hore Yisrael. Please share your bounty, share your fruit. And that fruit is a remez L'Geula Sa'olam. So Chazal also say that Geulosin Shel Yisrael kim'o, stage after stage, not a metamorphosis, not something super dramatic at once. It'll come in stages. And those are the stages of a tree when it gives new fruit. First little buds, the buds blossom and they become flower. The flower withers away. And out of the dust, out of the withering flower, comes fruit. And that is a remez legeulas yisor. And maybe that is why Chazal say it is in the days of Nisan that you need to see those Ilono Yismalav Levim and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo Chiser Ba'olamo Klum Ve'bara Bo Bri'as Toivis Ve'lonas Toivis Le'anod Mehem B'nei Adam. Od Rega Adabera, another 3 minutes. Nosach HaBrocha, as we find it in the Gemara, is Haroya Bri'as Toivis Ve'lonas Toivis Haroya Ilonas Malav Levim Ayoitza B'yamei Nisan Oimer Shelo Chiser Ba'olamo Klum Ve'bara Bo Bri'as Toivis Ve'lonas Toivis. There are 3 problems in the nusach of the brocha as it appears in Chazal and in the Rambam.
Kol halashon.
Shelo chiser ba'olamo klum. I think klum is Aramaic. Why would there be one word in a brocha which is Aramaic when brochas fundamentally are loshon hakodesh, loshon ivri? Some nusforim going back 200 and 300 years. Heidenheim, Redelheim, other Choshev Sidurim have a more modern and more correct nusach according to grammar, according to Dikduk. Shelo chiser ba'olamo davar ve'bara bo bri'o yistoyves ve'ilanot tovim, because ilan is a loshen zocho. We say ilan gadol, not ilan gedola. Bri'o yistoyves ilan yistoyvim, not le'esnois ve'en b'nei adam, which is much more like Zekeli Vavei, noi beauty, la not behem b'nei adam. So the first to make a change is the Bais Yosef in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Chovot. He does write, Shaloi Chisar Banome Klum, for Bura Boy Briyo Stoivis Elone Stoivis, but instead of the Gemara's Roshan Rambam's Roshan Lisnois, Le'anot Ben Bnei Adam. And Rashi and Bruchas actually translates Lisnois, Le'anot. But it's still changing the formula that we find in Chazal, which is a Chiddush. Ilanot Tovot, Lechoyre Ilan is a Roshan Zohar. However, the Ibn Ezra was one of the greatest medactikim. He writes, "Kol dovah she'ein baruach haim zochreihu v'nogveihu," which is an interesting, like a proverb. Dovah she'ein baruach haim, not an individual, not an animal, zochreihu v'nogveihu. Manashon zochar v'nakeiva. You could either use loshon zochar, loshon nakeiva. There's no kpeida. So that would somewhat resolve what we feel uncomfortable with. Ilonei stoivos. Yes, Ilan Gadol is correct, and Ilan Istoivois is also correct. Tov Hashem Baruch Haim, Zochreihu V'Nogveihu, doesn't make a difference. How about Klum? We would suggest Ilan, but even Ilan is Loshen Chachomim. It's not found in Torah Nevi'im Ksivim. Torah Nevi'im Ksivim is always Eitz. Ilan is found once, and that is in Sefer Daniel. And Sefer Daniel is Aramaic. Would seem that it would be Aramaic. It's Lashon Chachomim, but it's not really Aramaic. Lashon Chachomim could be Lashon Kodesh. Depends on the essence and the way the word sounds. So some Sidurim have a more modern Nusach. But not only in our modern day and age, some of these Siddurim go back 100 and 200 years. Shelo chiser ba'olamo davar ve'bara bro b'liot tovot ve'ilanot tovim lanot ven b'nei adam. I am a very conservative person, and I think it is preferable to say the nusach that we find in Shulchan Aruch, following in the footsteps of the Rambam and the Gemara. Shelo chiser ba'olamo klum ve'bora boy Priestovis Velonistovis Leanot Behem Bnei Adam. Binisa Nigalu, Binisa Natidin Legel. Kodesh Baruch Hu Yishlach Lanu Moshiach Tzidkenu Bemehero V'Yameinu Amen. Have a beautiful Chodesh. Chodesh Tov. Agid Chodesh V'Lalamin.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom. 0208-191-7000. United States, 646-663-7920. Israel, 03-617-1095.